We always stumble into this loud and not on topic.
Not
Yeah.
on paying attention.
My
Whatever.
phone's not on blue. Let me put it on blue.
That on
What's
blue, ma'am?
blue?
Means
Bella,
lower. It
no, it
came
means silent. It can't be
from that
gray.
too. Oh, I keep mine on blue all the time anyway.
It's supposed to be on gray for the show. Or is it on blue? No, it's supposed to be on blue for the show. Okay. Hi, people, if
Again,
here. If
literally
you
just
can't
off the
tell by
last
the
show.
title, if you can't tell by the title, this is going to be a hard to pay attention to episode. But it's going to be fun, so don't go nowhere.
No,
Oh,
dude.
somebody's phone's not on blue. I can hear me
Mine.
echoing. Okay.
It was me. I was trying to do everything else but put it on blue.
Hopefully, if you're here joining us, your phone is on gray and not blue, so you can hear us.
Everybody's like,
Nobody
what the
knows
fuck
what the hell you're
are
talking
you
about.
talking
Everybody with an Apple is probably like, huh?
about? Ooh, we got our first comment already.
Hello, Tammy. Yes, Tammy's always here. We love Tammy.
Hello, Tammy.
Fun fact,
Yeah.
one of my mother figures growing up, her name was Tammy. So I had a mama Tammy,
Me
and I miss
too.
her.
Have you
My
ever seen the
auntie.
movie Tammy?
Yes.
Yes. Fucking love that
I
movie.
watch that movie probably about once every 2 weeks.
She fights a deer.
She's hilarious. I love
Bella's
her.
like, you guys are already fucking this up. Yes,
Look
we
at her
are.
face. She looks like an
Sorry.
angry mom.
Oh.
When your mom's mugging you because you're at her friend's house and you're misbehaving. And by misbehaving, I mean talking.
I was gonna be the one on this episode to be all like, oh my God, you guys are pains in my ass.
Also,
I'm always like that. I just don't even
I might seem a little more chaotic on this episode because I purposely didn't smoke as much so that my ADHD would show a little more, since that's what we're showcasing today.
I don't care how much that man smokes. He can't hide that ADHD. That is literally ingrained.
I am
Yeah, I'm
fortunate
talking
enough to be
about
able to
you,
sip
cousin.
this face.
You better pay attention because you know you're live now.
I
Know.
Tammy, I promise you we're talking about different movies because there's no way you were named after this movie. This is like a Melissa
McCarthy.
McCarthy yeah,
Movie.
Melissa McCarthy movie. It's within, unless you're like 10.
I mean, no, not even 10. She would No, have
because
to
it
be
was
like
like,
six.
yeah, I was gonna say, wasn't it like 5 or 6 years ago? Hello,
That's
Hope.
three after. We should
Oh, wait a
probably.
minute. Hey, do you guys know this person? They said, I'm not gonna read this out loud. Because they're
Oh,
using
yeah.
government names.
It's. Yeah, it's my younger sister.
Oh.
Oh, very cool.
Well, hi, Kevin's sister. Thanks
Yeah.
for joining. Okay.
So, before we get started, a couple of things. I have a couple of announcements that I want to make, if you guys don't mind.
Go for it.
Yes. The first announcement is hint, hint. I just published a new book. It's called 100 Ways to Practice Witchcraft Incognito Style.
You didn't
So,
do it right.
please. What?
I said you didn't do it right. You're supposed to go did-a-da-do, did-a-da-da-da-do.
Oh my God. Okay. Anyways, so
Not
this
the
is for those that it's of
music.
course obviously for broom closet witches, but not just them, because there's a whole bunch of us that aren't necessarily ashamed of who, not ashamed, but who have no problem saying what we do. But there's certain circumstances that we really can't reveal what we do, like if we're in professional jobs or things like that. And so the thing that I hear a lot are people saying like, oh, I'm in the closet, or I can't do this, or I can't do that because I have to keep it under wraps. And I'm like, no, don't think that way. There's literally like an umpteen million things that you can do. And so I thought, I'm just going to come up with 100 ways to show people like it's not that hard to think about it. And so that's what this book is targeted towards, those people who, if they have any kind of circumstances where they need to figure out how to do something kind of on the down low, then this will give you some ideas to do that. I have some spells in there, some rituals, some ideas. So check it out. Order the book, please.
Yes, it
And then
came
the
out
second,
amazing.
thank you. And then the second announcement that I want to make is, Clyde Darkfang, you just started a new YouTube channel, did you not?
Yes, I did.
Would you like to tell us about it?
It's a Therian YouTube channel where I'm explaining things that have to do with Therianism. I don't really know because, I can't remember anything off the top of my head.
What's it called? Do you remember what your channel's called?
Alpha Clyde the Wolf Therian?
Thank you. Yes. So
See, I like it. Yeah,
we'll
I'll
put
put
the
the links
links in
in
the
there.
description for the book and the channel so you guys can check it out.
He's making
So
sure
those are the
everybody understands Therianism and that it's not dressing up as a furry, as I've
Oh my
seen on
God.
TikTok.
Oh, don't even get me started. We
See,
don't
he's
have time for a tangent today.
yeah, he's fixing that problem on his What are you
YouTube.
talking about? This whole episode is going to be tangents.
Tangent.
Okay, I cannot stand furries for one. For two, Therians and furries are two completely different things. This shit makes me so mad when people are like, "Are you a furry?" No, you fucking dingleberry, I'm not.
Oh, you're a wolf Therian? Do you wear a tail and
Sometimes,
ears?
but only when I'm
No,
feeling kinky.
I was going to go further with that joke, but we're live. I'll behave. But yes, he's fixing the theory and furry debate one video at a time.
Well, Hestia, do you want to take us into our introduction?
Sure. But before that, I have a little tangent. Whatever who whatever Bostonians I pissed off a couple weeks ago, I am sorry because I got my get back immediately. So I am taking a class for baking right now. It's what I do. And my new teacher is from Boston and she has the thickest Boston accent I've ever heard in a human. So now I am getting chastised and yelled at about my cake decorations by somebody with the thickest Boston accent ever.
Bostonian.
So whoever I pissed off, I'm sorry, make it go away. I swear, I texted them as soon as I started the class and I was like, you will not believe this shit. This lady has, she's in here talking about the potty. And I was like, what is the potty? Do you have to pee? She was trying to say party. Kevin looked confused. She was saying party, but she's Boston. She's from Boston, so she says potty. There's like no R's in their vocabulary. And
We
yeah, so
forgot the
I was
letter R, but I don't get it. You literally have a baseball team that starts with the letter R. How do Boston people say Red Sox? Yed Sox, yeah.
I think kind of right, don't they?
I
Right.
don't know, but I'm not ever talking shit about them again. I know. I'll have my friend Tiff I
do
am not
that.
part of this conversation. If you're from Boston, I love you. You have a beautiful accent. I hope one day everybody sounds like you.
Oh, shut up.
Next thing you know, Boston's
Anyway.
gonna end up like that fucking episode of South Park with New Jersey.
Anyways, you were saying?
so hi, everybody. Now that we've been here for a little bit, we can get a little formal. Today we will be talking about ADHD and witchcraft and how that works. And just kind of talk about our experiences because I think three, is it three of us or just two of us? Brandy, are you ADHD too for sure? Yeah. Because I know some of us just have a few things that kind of seem ADHD, but you're not ADHD. It happens. But three quarters of us here today are I am barely medicated, so I'm gonna try to maintain, but we just wanted you guys to see both what it looks like, and we're going to talk about how we work with and through it, because sometimes it's a little bit of a hindrance and sometimes it's a superpower, and we're gonna talk about both of those things.
I'm the one that doesn't have it. I have a lot of issues,
Sorry the
and
way you
this is not
said
one of
that.
them. Like, I'm not part of
Yeah,
that.
but you procrastinate almost as much as I do. So,
Yeah, well,
translation, I'm the one that puts up with them.
yes.
Yes.
And translation, procrastination is also a sign of being a genius. So, there's that.
Oh, here we go. She's a Libra.
She's an
And she's
October.
Libra-ing right now. So we're just going to cope and get through it.
Apparently, the other sign of my Libra-ing is when you guys order the book, the cover will be glossy because
It's prettier.
Libra.
Because
Prettier.
she's tapping into that it has to be pretty thing.
Yes. I got to be a little bit bougie. Okay. So, practicing when you have ADHD. Who wants to start?
Don't all jump in at once.
You know what? Actually, we forgot to introduce our guest.
Hi.
Hi.
Probably because he's here all the time. He's family. Hey, everybody, Kevin's joining us today.
Clyde is here today.
He's
Happy
like,
to
call me
be
the right
here.
name.
Yeah,
Sorry.
please.
Sorry.
And
We got a little loosey goosey.
The
Yeah.
reason why he's been invited on this episode is so you've been diagnosed with ADHD since you were a child, right?
Yes, I have been.
And we should have had your mom on here. So, mom, what's it like to raise an ADHD child?
It's not fun
Oh,
as a mom.
I bet it was a nightmare.
I can speak to that part.
Yeah, I was
Why
a
don't
pretty
you?
hectic child too.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your ADHD and what kind of struggles you have when you practice, and how do you use it with your practice? What are the positives of it?
Well, I guess the positives would be that I can use anything for anything because I don't go by rules or anything. I just go off the cuff and yeah, I jump in and just do whatever with whatever. The negatives
Whatever.
of it is that when I have to focus my energy on something, I fucking can't.
What
So
kind of things do
how do you do that? Well, how do you get through that then? When you're in a situation where you really are like, okay, I need to focus my energy, and you're struggling, how do you rein that in?
I self-medicate.
Hey, same. So
Seriously though, what kind of things do you internally do? Because I've seen you. You can do it. Like when you're
Well,
really
first
serious
I
about
have
it.
to I have to center myself and then I have to relax myself because otherwise I'm a jittery mess. Like I just drank 7 cups of coffee or seven of those.
Let's
What
not
about
take
you,
my
Miss?
caffeine habit.
You want to talk about you, Miss Hestia?
Miss
About what?
Angel.
Yeah, Miss Angel now.
Everybody's name is wrong today. Right?
Yeah, even though it says our names, except for yours, it says our names across the bottom.
Sorry,
I don't have my glasses on.
I was literally reading it, and it says Hestia Rose Astrology. Will the owner of Hestia Rose Astrology please answer the question?
What was the question
Yeah,
again?
what do you do to cope?
When I'm trying to focus, actually, and this is something we kind of talked about in the sidebar before, my ADHD is very different. I will sometimes be scatterbrained, but a lot of times when I end up in that mind state, it's temporary. It's usually about 6 weeks. And I just don't do anything during those 6 weeks. I'm not studying. I'm usually binge playing video games or reading a story, or rearranging my entire home, things like that. But I'm not really doing workings and stuff. If I need to do one during those times, I've noticed that it's very hard to, basically, they just don't get done a lot of times. And it sucks. But that's kind of where I'm at right now. I haven't really found a way to force it when I'm in that mind state. But fortunately, that is not very common and it's spread out. So most of the time, mine manifests as hyper focus. I've discussed this over the years on the show. I will go on study binges where I don't even sleep regular sleep. I will take little 20-minute naps, hour naps here and there for like 2 or 3 weeks. Other than that, I will be wide awake, binge studying the whatever topic I'm on at the time. And I think that's why sometimes it's a superpower because, yeah, sometimes it hinders me and I can't get shit done. But then there's other times where it's like I can learn 5 years of subject matter in like a year because I'm like psycho studying it. Like that's all I care about. It's all I talk about to other people to the point where they're like, stop fucking talking to me, talk to somebody else about this shit. And yeah, and I'll just talk to you about astrology or one specific astrology thing for like 6 months straight and give you your analysis of it. And just like that's just the hyper focus is horrible. But that's kind of how I do it. And that's why I think it's a good thing. I don't want to medicate it, at least not with like strong medications. I do
Like
smoke.
Adderall.
Yeah, I don't want to do none of that. I'm not trying to dampen any of my symptoms because they each have their benefits. Because when my brain is like, hey, stop, it's usually because I've been binge studying and sleeping for 20 minutes at a time for the last 4 months. So I need that rest. I need a month or two of just sleeping all day and reading books and just lounging around because if not, I'm going to fry my brain. So I do things different than the next person, but it still works. I think part of it was me having to understand that learning my path, learning my heritage and the cultural practices that come from the various places that I'm made up of, it's going to take time. And me learning it my way is going to be different than somebody else. And that's okay. Because sometimes when you come in, there's usually either the people that are like, oh, you don't have to study, just go with your heart. You don't have to learn shit. And then there's other people who are like, you have to read seven novels every day and you have to understand everything from every path ever existed, or you're not a real witch. Both of those are wrong. And you're going to find your way. And it took me a while to accept it, but this is how I do it. I hyper focus for a few months at a time and then I nap for a month. So, you know, that's just how mine works.
About you, Miss Mountain Gypsy.
I mean, mine's kind of like and in between both, because like I have hyperfixation moments like that too. But along with the ADHD, I'm also manic. So when those kick in together, I feel so bad for everybody that lives in my house because I will jump from project to project. From if you want to talk about like practices, I will jump from working to working because I'm like, oh, I didn't do it this time. I need to do that. I got to do that. Oh, they asked me to help with this one. So like I'll be all over the place and then I'll crash. That's like,
How does that work with your energies, though, especially your focus, if you're jumping, between workings and
well, you guys know I'm always tired, especially like I'm sure you guys have always you've noticed in the last 4 years when I get on those moments where I'm just going and going and going and going with whatever for the podcast, whatever here at the house. And then I'll just crash and I'll be tired. Like I'm
you got
always
to
trying.
tap into me.
Like I'm always tired after one of those episodes. Like my poor husband's come to learn, like he'll just walk by and he's like, just gonna leave her be. Because if I lo she loses momentum, she'll be angry. Like, because I'll do it. I'll tear apart cabinets. I'll tear apart my workstation. And then I'll like find something and I'll be all like, oh shit, I haven't used this. I need to use this in working. Or I knew I needed to do that, but I'll just have like 30 things. And then I can be in the middle of a project and just stop. And it'll sit there for like another couple of weeks till I have another moment. So it's just like, but I've also, since I was diagnosed much later, I was diagnosed as a late teenager. I also learned how to mask my moments. Gives me anxiety to do that, but I've also learned how to mask it. Like, because no one in our house was diagnosed with it. And like I was telling you guys earlier, it was funny because I was diagnosed at like 16, 17. And then like 2 weeks later, my grandmother was. So now I knew where I got it from. And it was just fucking, it was just really hilarious. Because I did blame her. I was like, that is why I'm this way. But because I watched her masking her symptoms and stuff, because she, you know, was an older generation, like depression generation, you had to hide yourself and like pretend you were normal. So I'm sure a lot of times, like when I'm on here during moments and stuff, you guys kind of don't realize it unless you've been texting me all day or talking to me off camera and stuff. Like you won't really see it because I've learned to mask it. Because I don't want people to think I'm crazy.
Question for all three of you. Have you ever taken any of your ADHD traits or energies and channeled them into your practice?
Yes.
I hyper focus all the time. All the time.
Yeah. Especially because when it's come to working for all of us.
I don't drink energy drinks anymore, mainly because I can't, but myself am an energy drink.
Well, this is true.
Yeah, like
I'll drink all of them for you, okay?
And that's why I feel like ADHD, especially in magical practice, comes in handy, because you have like, if you don't use the energy for a while and then you tap into it, it's like a geyser opens up and it just doesn't stop.
True. I've seen that. I've seen that with you. Absolutely.
Oh, dude.
Meanwhile, for me, a lot of my workings, I'm very low energy. Very low energy. So a lot of my workings themselves are, part of the working is amplification because I'm so low energy. So most of the ADHD traits that I use for workings are hyperfixation, because it's so much easier to direct what little I'm directly putting in from my body's energy. It's so much easier to focus and amplify that through that lens.
That makes sense. Now, Miss Mountain Gypsy, at least one of your children also has ADHD, correct?
Yes, because he is on the high spectrum of autism along with ADHD and ODD.
Oh. I am too.
Oh. And what ODD is opposite defiant disorder, which is a nice medical way of saying your kid has no filter and can be an asshole.
He also has no respect for authority.
He does and he doesn't, especially when he's now that he got a lot of therapies for that. So like there's certain aspects and certain people like he does not have authority, like respect for, but like when it comes to like us and parents and grandparents, he knows. But then there's other people he doesn't, which I don't mind. He has the right to feel that way about certain people. But raising a kid like that with my issues is like, we used to butt heads. Like, me and him used to butt heads all the time, especially when he was little. Like, because we would get to the same level of irritation and we just like walk away. I'm yelling, I'm done. I'm done. Daddy's taking over. I can't do that.
Has that ever interfered with your practice, dealing with that and dealing it within yourself as well?
Yes and no, because at one point, like, I didn't practice for a while because of having to focus mainly on all that, or because he was in that stage of getting into everything? Because our other house, before we moved to this house, I had to put everything on a high, like a high shelf where he couldn't reach it because he was a little monkey. He would climb, and then I would tell him to get down, and he'd look at me in the face and just like, So, like, for a long time, it stopped because for like a few years.
Goodness, that's passed, because isn't he taller than you now?
Oh, God. Yeah, because he's 6 feet tall now. So,
6 feet?
Yes, he is 6 foot tall now.
I did not realize he was that tall. Holy
Yes.
moly.
He's taller than daddy now. So, but like with him, like we did a lot of the therapies as soon as we got his diagnosis, and they really did help. And like now people don't even realize he's on the spectrum and has all that. So he
See how
is.
ADHD Clyde is? He just shot himself out into space.
He's like, yeah. But yeah,
well,
like,
everybody else has backgrounds going on, so I was like, I wanted a
he's
nice
like, I'm just
background.
here on the couch.
I don't have a pretty background. I got my curtains.
Yeah, but you have trees and stuff outside. It's still a nice background.
My gosh.
Yes.
Wow.
He needs to come run through the mountains.
I do. I haven't done that in so long.
So, yeah,
I miss
dude,
going hiking almost every day.
Being a parent with a child like that and you having your own issues. Like, I noticed my sister, because my sister is also ADHD. Like, it made her like irritated real quick, quicker than me. But that's because she was diagnosed younger. Because me and all three of my siblings have ADHD. Some of us more so than the others.
I have a question for Clyde. So I know that you like to mentor a lot of younger would-be Therians, those who might think that they're Therians. So from a mentor type mindset, what would you say to somebody who has started practicing magic, who is ADHD? Like, what kind of pointers would you give them for them to get focused, to learn some things, or to focus on a working or something?
Oh boy, a tough question. I would say that definitely at first some coffee would probably be a good step forward, because with ADHD, coffee doesn't energize you, it mellows you out. And when you're mellowed out, it can help you focus on things and not be jumping from one thing to another to another.
No, and that's something that a lot of people don't know about the coffee. I can drink a whole pot of coffee and go to bed.
Yep.
I can drink these and still be cool
with coffee, but I don't think that's an ADHD thing.
Yeah, caffeine does nothing for me.
Caffeine does the opposite for me. It doesn't wind me up. It turns me down.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like, it's kind of weird because, like, I don't know how to explain that to people, because, like, I'll drink one of these or coffee at, like, 11 o'clock at night, and I'm fine. And everybody's like, you don't need that. You don't need that. You're not going to sleep. But my kids are the same way. Like, Fia is different. Like, hers is not because she's ADHD or anything. It's because when she was in the NICU, that's what they used to help her her system. They use caffeine to stimulate her system, or whatever they do in the NICU with caffeine. So as she got older, caffeine doesn't affect her. It actually mellows her the hell out. And this is the same with my son and myself. Like, caffeine's not a big deal. So, but I think I get that from my dad, because my dad's the same way. He'll drink a cup of coffee before bed and just crash.
Yeah, the only thing that I don't recommend with somebody with ADHD who's trying to practice, don't drink chamomile tea before bed. You'll be up all night.
I could see that. I could see that. Something that's supposed to relax you,
Does
amp
the
you
exact
up.
opposite. Yeah, you'll
Well,
be up all
chamomile
night.
also has natural sugars in it. Like the flower of chamomile, when it dries out, it has a natural sugar. So, which is weird that something that's supposed to calm you down will amp you up.
Yeah, but with ADHD, caffeine is a depressant and sugars are.
The opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Supposed to be the
Especially
opposite.
natural sugars. Like things that are found in flowers and the honey. And yeah, those natural sugars are. You're not going to sleep.
So, Mandy, what about you?
I made the mistake once of drinking chamomile tea before meditation, and no, no, I didn't meditate at
Think that
all. I was
was.
just sitting there bouncing my leg.
Angel, what about you? What kind of things from your perspective and what you experience would you, what kind of advice would you give?
You would come to me. I just scurried off and grabbed a cookie. And now, of course, I'm going to be on the spot. Okay, you said what was the question? Fuck all of you, don't
Is
laugh at me.
from your perspective, from what you experienced, how what kind of advice would you give a newer practitioner who also was di has been diagnosed with ADHD? What kind of advice would you give them when they're trying to do a working or they're trying to study or learn the craft?
Learn your weaknesses and your strengths. Because it's going to be different person to person. Just because somebody else with ADHD is really good at this doesn't mean you're going to be. And just because somebody with ADHD is horrible at something doesn't mean you're going to be. So really maybe take notes on the first few workings you're doing. Pay attention to what you were eating, drinking, thinking about what your day looked like, because little things can make our day go from it's going great to we've lost control. And like everything that you had planned for that day, all of a sudden we have to like start from scratch. None of that's happening. Learn how you go with the flow, because that's also going to be different. Some people panic and do nothing, because I do that sometimes. Sometimes it's like, fuck, I have so many things to do that I can't get any of it done. None. I've just, I guess, like panic and freeze and do nothing. Like, I'm like, I need a nap. There's like this meme that was going around. It's like, I have so many things to do today, so I'm gonna take a nap, because that's how it gets for some people sometimes. And I'm one of those people. So once I learned, okay, this is how I act and how many things I can get done when I'm having a really low day. And then when I have a really high energy day, I can do this m many things. And these are the things that I can and can't do in each of those mind states. And then you just plan accordingly. Plan your study sessions and stuff for when you have the energy and the headspace, when that works for you. It's going to look different for everybody. It's really kind of hard to be like, here's a blueprint. Because it, and this isn't just something for ADHD. We've talked about this numerous times. The way you learn is going to be different from person to person. Your path is going to be your own in every way imaginable, from the subject matter you study to how you study it. And any afflictions you have, mental or physical, is going to alter that.
I do want to make a suggestion on something that, again, we talked about before we came on camera, and something that I mentioned I had recommended to Clyde. That if you have something that is that you're doing that's timed, so let's say you're wanting to work with, planetary hours or something like that, or steps, that you utilize apps like the calendar or the alarm, because if you know that you can't rely on your memory to remember something because you're going from here to there and everywhere, I at least I've seen with Clyde those alarm, that method seems to work because it pops.
I use alarms
on the phone.
Too.
Yeah,
I actually have an alarm set for Saturday nights at 10 p.m. to do shadow work and self-reflection.
I love that.
And it's helped out a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Another thing, too,
sticky notes.
The reason why the calendar helps is because it's to set an alarm up through the calendar and not just an alarm, is because when his calendar goes off, it doesn't just go off, it also says what he's supposed to be
what
doing.
It's for. Like,
ah.
Yeah, but another thing that a lot of people swear by, but it did not work for me, is not just alarms, but timers. Like, you're going to do this for this amount of time. That didn't work for me. It stressed me out. I hyper-focused on the time, and I didn't get shit done. So
exactly, yeah.
So, again, you're just going to have to experiment. And experiment. Yeah. Make it fun. Like, okay, I'm going to try this. Don't make it seem like it's a job. Trying to fix a problem. You're not trying to fix a problem. You're trying to figure out your system. It's like learning anything else.
Timers are good in theory, but I think for a lot of people, you know, ADHD or not, I think it can be very stressful because then you're sitting there watching the timer and going,
yeah,
that's why I don't have clocks in my house, because
deadlines scare the shit out of me.
On the other side, I have I have OCD, but it's not what everybody thinks it is. I have it on time issues. So I don't keep clocks. I don't really look at my thing unless I have to, because if I know I have to do something at a certain time or within a certain time, I will sit in front of a clock. Okay. 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 And then it'll give me a panic attack. So like when I say I'm OCD, it's not what you all think it is. So like when we text each other, okay, I'll be ready for the live in like X amount of minutes, I'm sitting here going crazy, like, okay, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to grab this, and then I keep looking at my clock and my text messages to see who's ready, what time it is. So like y'all don't see that part of me because it's before everything. So like the timer for me are not a good thing at all.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm impatient as hell, and timers are not my friends because I'm like, why can't it be now?
Timers could potentially work for somebody like Clyde because he's not, this is not anything bad or good, this is just reality. He's not focused enough to sit there and going, where's the timer, where are we? Because most likely than not, he's already focused on something else. So when the timer, if the timer does go off, he's like, well, oh shit, that happened so fast. And it's like, no, that timer was set 30 minutes ago. You just went off and did 20 other things since then.
You didn't even do what you were supposed to be doing for those 15 minutes.
Yeah. But to Angel's point is you have to, you know, try it out. And again, but that's only if you're doing something, you know, with study or with working that has to do with amount of time. It's just one suggestion to try out.
But here's the thing, like when, okay, so the workings we all did last year for specific things that were needed to be on a certain time, which is kind of funny, is like, when we did that and we had to time them, my OCD energy went so crazy on that because I was trying to make it precise on time that it actually helped me. Stupid anxiety and pressure actually helped with those workings that we had to do. And like sometimes I can,
too, I agree. A lot of my best work is done under pressure.
Absolutely. Like stress. I can use that anxiety and that pressure to do my best workings. And last year's kerfuffle and you know, panic actually helped because I was like,
fucking
okay,
kerfuffle.
Yes, kerfuffle. You know, like
that's what we're calling it, a kerfuffle. Jesus.
Yes. Like us telling each other, okay, it's at this time. We need to start this time. I was like, all right, I'm going to use this. I'm going to use this.
You know,
and I'm glad you said that. I really am. I think one of the things that I was really excited about this episode is, you know, wanted people to really walk away with a message that, you know, if you're diagnosed with ADHD or anything else, because again, you know, I don't have ADHD, but I have a lot of other things, you know, that we all do. We all have something, right? And to not shy away from that and to not think like, oh, I can't practice magic, or I can't focus on doing spell work, or I'm not going to do it right, or I'm not going to be good at it because I've got this or that going on. And instead you have to look and learn how to embrace it. And like what these guys are saying is they use it to their advantage. It actually becomes, I'll use your guys' word, a superpower. You know, and actually works twice as well to their advantage. Learn how to do that.
Another thing I wanted to bring up before we get too far from it having been said is when we were talking about a lot of the best workings happen under some sort of duress, whether it's you're heartbroken and I need this to happen, or you're pissed off and you need it to happen, or you're just stressed out about one thing or another. A lot of workings stem from that need anyway. Most people aren't doing casual workings for a $20 fucking scratcher or something, you know? That's a lot of wasted energy for something very petty. I don't know a lot of workers who do petty workings. There are people out there. I see them online all the time. There's a lot of weird ass, petty ass workings that I'm like, you really did a working for that? But you know, so sometimes having the stress of being in a chaotic headspace and needing to get a working done can be beneficial, even if the working isn't for something that's super dire, having the feeling of it being dire, because sometimes that's just how the panic of ADHD feels. It feels like something that's not that important is super fucking important right now. It's that helps workings a lot. That's a lot of boosted energy. That's a lot of desperation, and a lot of desperate workings are very fucking powerful. People have done crazy things out of desperation.
I sort of have a rebuttal to that. I don't disagree with you, but at the same time, I have to kind of put a warning and disclaimer on there, because desperation comes with its own set of negative energies. So, you know, to use the, I think it's more of the focus on the importance of what it means to you, and less of the desperation and less of the, like, I have to have it, or this is the end of my world, you know, type of thing. Because I think some of that can translate some negativity into your working. So I think it's really translating the feel of that, and not the desperation per se.
I mean, like I said, what we had to do.
I work with a lot of negative energy.
Like what we had to do.
But that's not going to work for everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Desperation to some people means that, you know, like they're going to kill for it. And you know, it's, so you got to be careful with that and translate what that means to you in a, I'm not.
And this is why shadow work is important.
Exactly.
Do your shadow work, people.
Be all love and light about it, but, you know, also don't self-sabotage.
You know what? Yeah, let me make a disclaimer real quick. When I make statements like this, understand that I have done my research. I am speaking from somebody who does regular shadow work. I also seek regular mundane therapy. I am not out here just a loose cannon, harming people and using some of the most harmful energies there are. That's not the case. Again, do your research, do your shadow work, go to therapy, and you know, really get to understand what you're doing, and That's the only advice I can give on it, because what you do with that is what you do with that. But just know that when it sounds like I'm saying something that seems really dark, it's not always that deep. Also, I exaggerate a little bit. Like, I like using colorful language to paint pictures. Another thing that comes with my superpowers. I'm really good with
What?
words. So again, when you hear me talking like this, take it with a grain of salt and know that I also have done all the work. I've done all the work to understand it and go into it respectfully.
Yeah. But I think you've said, and we've all said, not just on this episode, just about every episode, is that everything that we tell you, we give you suggestions, we give you recommendations, but at the end of the day, you have to look at yourself and do what works for you.
Yeah.
And maybe some of our recommendations will work exactly for you. Maybe you need to tweak it a little bit. Maybe you'll discover that, that doesn't work, but this does. So I'm going to do this. The point being is that, we give you a launching point for you
And
to figure it out yourself.
multiple, because all of ours are so very different. And here's the thing, even with all four of us here giving different views and different advice, there's still thousands and thousands of people out there who do it differently. There's no one right way to be like, oh, this is how it has to be done. And that's for most things.
But I also really want to point out, because look, as the odd man out, yes, it is interesting, dealing with all three. But just to her point that she just said, so very different, manifests itself so incredibly different with all three of them. I live with one of them. We make fun all of the time. He is the squirrel. Yes, he's a Wolfarian, but I keep telling him deep down, buried inside, there is a squirrel spirit in there. He is a squirrel. I mean, your ability to focus. I'm lucky if I get you to focus on something for 30 seconds. You may be somebody like that. You may be somebody more like what Angel was describing, more like what Mountain Gypsy was describing. The point being, though, is that all three are successful, adept practitioners. That hasn't stopped them. And I think that's the point that I feel is really important about this episode, is that don't let that stop you.
No,
That's all
don't
I
like.
wanted to say.
Well, I mean, like Clyde said about meditation. Like, I've been meditating for, oh God, 20 plus years. And it took me half that time to actually be able to fully actually meditate without being all, wait, what's that noise? Or what's going on over there? Without distractions. So keep going on that if that's your goal, is to be able to meditate. And like, yes, it may take you 20 some years, but you'll get there because you'll learn how to deal with
Wow.
your little
I had to cheat. I had to
electric.
get earplugs. I used to buy
Yeah.
earplugs.
Yeah, I had to, that was one of the final things. I was like, I need headphones. I need to just put headphones in or something so I have something to distractingly focus me, because I have to have sound. I can't do it without quiet. I can't do it really in the quiet. I have to have like meditation sounds now. So that's what I've learned to use to keep me from like, ooh, what's going on over there? Oh, what was that? But it took me 20 some years.
Real quick, we are nearing the 10-minute mark before we start to wrap up. If anybody has any questions about witchcraft and ADHD or how it works, go ahead
Or
and
their
drop
own
those in the
recommendations if
chat.
they've
Or
something
yeah,
that
like
they haven't heard of.
questions, comments, your story. Here in a little bit, I'm probably just going to go through and see if any of these are like read on screen comments or not. But yeah, so if you guys have any questions, comments, whatever, go ahead and start dropping those. Yeah.
Wrong way.
Did you have any other questions for us, Bella, for us ADHDers?
No, like I said, I have my own issues. Like I almost lit the filter, so
I did that the other day. I because I was too busy talking. Actually, I was too busy texting Angel. I almost looked the filter.
Well, actually, all three of these guys, it's really enjoyable for me to watch their practice, knowing, you know, what their challenges are. And again, you know, I have my own challenges, but so it's always kind of exciting. Kevin, you're drifting away from Earth.
I was like, it fully looks like he's floating in space right now.
He's like,
I just floating.
Oh, and another thing. Okay, so when I do rituals and things, I find it really helpful if I distract the forefront of my brain and focus on that stuff with the subconscious. So what I do is when I'm doing a really powerful ritual or a spell of some kind, I sit there and play a game on my phone while the candles are burning or something is going on. So that way then I can, you know, like sort of ignore it but focus on it at the same time.
Which is interesting that you say that, because obviously for a lot of people that would not be a recommendation, but that's what works for you. And so that's a perfect example of what we've been saying, is that, you know yourself better than anybody else does. So
exactly,
you know, you do what works for you, and it may not be conventional, but if that's what works for you, that's what works.
And it does. Like when I did my cord cutting spell, I ended up playing Minecraft with my sister and one of her friends at the same time the candles were burning.
And see, meanwhile, for me, that would not work.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't?
Yeah. No, absolutely
that's
not.
Weird to me.
I have to have complete and utter focus, or I can't know. Like, even my husband, I'm like, don't talk to me. Like, don't talk to me. Don't come in this room. Because I have my little witchy room where I do everything. That's where my altars are. That's where my books and everything are. And that's my room. Basically, nobody ever goes in there. And so he knows when I'm in there, leave me the hell alone. Don't ask me no questions. Don't turn on no lights. Like, don't do anything. Leave me alone.
It's actually kind of funny because I do something similar to that. Like, I'll get it going, I'll do what I need for like 15 to 30 minutes, and then I'll walk away because I've got focused on something
same
else, but it works.
And see, that's another thing too. Clyde, let me know if this has kind of worked for you too. There are certain workings that I do fairly often. Some workings are just workings you do once in a lifetime or once every so often. But there's, so for most people, there's like certain workings that their life kind of requires, you know, upkeep. You're doing it kind of often. I have gotten to the point where doing them so often means that I can do them very efficiently. It doesn't take me 3 hours to do a working. I can get that shit going in a couple minutes. Like, swear. Like, there's been times where I was like, hey, I'm about to do this working real quick. And my husband's like, okay. And then I'll come back out less than 15 minutes later.
Yep. Yeah.
Because I feel like once you get comfortable. Huh?
I was saying, I've seen you do that, Clyde.
Yeah.
You've done a couple of similar workings, more than a couple, for people, and I think you've kind of gotten a couple of them down pat. So when you go off and you're like, okay, I got to do, you know, you'll come back pretty quickly. It's like you're done already because you've
and see for and for people who follow specific traditions or just want to stick to like traditional things that are from their heritage or their culture or whatever they're practicing, that's going to be easier for them because there's so many guidelines set. So this might not work for somebody who's like more experimental with their magic or a chaot or anything like that, because you know, they like to like wing it. But a lot of my workings are very much the same thing every single time. So, once you've done it a few times, just like anything, it gets quicker and quicker every time. There's a specific working I can do in less than 5 minutes.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
Because I do it all the time. So you just get used to it. But again, that's not going to work for everybody. In fact, that's probably not going to work for a lot of people. But yeah, if you come from a practice where it's like, this is how you do this working, if you're on that path for a while, you should be able to do it quicker.
So we are at the 5 minute mark now. And because my partners are ADHD, they have said that they can't do more than an hour at this point. So we are
Because
ending.
it's my mom duties, as you know, children need dinner, apparently.
Whatever.
I guess I have to feed them.
Yes, I have. You know, they need food, apparently, and you know, parenting.
We're always there's
Also,
always the Gen X method. You just tell them where the show them where the cupboards are, they can reach.
yeah, I was a
Also,
nice mom, and that was the last couple days.
before we start wrapping up, we have discussed giveaways here and there. We don't have one planned yet, but we need to get our notification gang up. That way we can have more participation and make the giveaways more fun. It's not really fun if you know who's going to win. So it is going to be for the notification gang. So make sure you're subscribed and turn on the notifications, hit the little bell, and make sure you hit all notifications. That way you know when we go live, because the next giveaway we're gonna do is going to be for people who are in the notification gang and show up early to our lives.
Yep. I knew
That's
who's
the
gonna win that
motivation.
anyway.
Huh?
I said I knew who's gonna win that anyway.
Yeah, maybe.
Tammy, she's always the first one here.
Yes, and you know what? We love you for it.
Yes, which is
We love
awesome.
punctuality. Well, I love
So
punctuality.
that's the bar you have to beat.
You have
Okay,
to
guys,
she.
gotta beat Tammy.
Tammy
Yeah.
has set that bar high, so
You gotta get here before
okay.
Tammy. Good
Yep.
luck. Good luck, because Tammy has her notifications on.
Yeah, man. So.
One last thing. If there are any videos, if you are watching this, whether now or watching it back later, if there are any videos that you have not seen yet on our channel, please go watch them. We are very, very close to hitting a milestone for our channel, and we're trying to get to 3,000 hours watched. We're very, very close, so help us get there. And
And
go watch a video that you haven't seen yet.
for those of us who don't know, that landmark means that we can finally monetize. We have
Yes.
been, just keep in mind, we
As
all these years that we've been putting this content out for you guys, we've been doing it for free, basically.
pretty
We
much.
don't, we, you know, we don't really make a whole lot of money off this yet, so help us get there. All it's going to take is watching 14 hours of our content.
Yes.
Literally, that's it. If 14 of you watch 1 hour, we'll be there. We'll be there.
Yes.
Let's see how much you guys love us. How quick can you make it happen?
I mean, you guys helped us hit our 1,000, 2,000. Now we're at what, 2,100 mark now? Over?
Over 2,100, yeah. Which, thank
2,120.
you, guys. That's so awesome.
And also, we love feedback. If you have questions, if there's topics you want us to discuss, let us know. Whether that's hopping
Yes.
in the chat, comment, you can find us anywhere. So
And
we're not
again,
hard to
well, we
find.
got to throw out that disclaimer. We do every single recommendation or request for a video. We do take that down. It is on our list. You just have to give
Yes.
us a time to
That
get
list
to
is
it.
long.
But the
Yes,
list is long.
like this morning I got some good ideas and topics from our good friend Sandy, the Earth Witch. You know, we've
I
known her
followed
for
her on TikTok.
Yeah, we've known her for a good while, but she gave me some good ideas this morning when I was
Yes.
chatting with her. So those are going to go down on the list.
I think we should do a video on candle magic.
I have a video on that, Mr. Clyde Darkfang.
Yeah, sir. How do you not know that?
Don't pay attention.
Well, I do
Hey,
have it.
another perk of ADHD is we can kind of blame everything on that too. Like, sorry, I
Yeah.
forgot. Oops.
I use that one all the time. I can't remember anything. That's why I have alarms set. And during this video, I actually set one to remind me to turn the sprinklers off.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And once again, in between our podcast episodes, we do have videos that we're putting out. Miss Mountain Gypsy has put out a few videos, and I think she's got a couple more that's going to be coming out within the week. And I will, now that I have finished my book, I will also get back to putting out some videos as well. Also,
Yay. one last thing. Follow us on Patreon. You don't have to pay. It is free. If you choose to support, you can. I also want to say that is where you will find my workings. A lot of my workings have the ingredients that I don't feel uncomfortable, or I feel uncomfortable sharing on YouTube. That might draw a little scrutiny, so I don't want to deal with that. So that is where you will find my workings, is on our Patreon. That's why they're not here. However, I might finally have a working that's PG enough to be on YouTube. So keep an eye out for that soon.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, everybody. See you later.
Wait a minute, you
Bye.
forgot something.
Wait. Oh, crap. What?
What?
Don't forget to buy us a coffee.
Oh.
Oh,
That's right.
yeah.
They're all with ADHD there, everybody. Don't forget
Huh?
to buy us a coffee.
Yeah.
You know what? We have had a
Yeah.
buy us a coffee account for all these years, and I think the first season or two, we really did promote it. And let me tell you, it was helpful. It was so
Yeah.
helpful. The donations we got there really helped us progress quicker than we thought we would. So thank
Absolutely.
you for that. And yes, we do have a buy us a coffee if Patreon and a recurring monthly fee isn't your thing. Again, you can follow us on there for free, but buy us a coffee is like one-time donations. So all of those links will
Definitely
be
helps.
below.
See,
Yes. All
you guys
right.
would have forgot that if it wasn't for me.
You're absolutely right. He gets a cookie. Okay.
Yes, and we do
Is that
have
it? Can I take
cookies.
a bite now?
Yes, I believe that's it.